up, get up, let's make love tonight. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, cause you do it right.
For the 80s, 90s, and more, WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app. CFW.
It was 1989, my thoughts were short, my hair was long. Caught somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan. Splashing through the sandbar, talking by the campfire. It's the simple things in life. The way the moonlight shined upon her head. And we were trying different things. And we were smoking funny things. Making love out by the lake to our favorite song. Sipping whiskey out the bottle. Not thinking about tomorrow. Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Thank you.
strange is when the leaves begin to change. Oh, how we thought those days would never end. Sometimes I hear that song and I'll start to sing along and think, man, I'd love to see that girl again.
Man, I like to see that girl again.
Hey! And we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite songs, sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow, singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Sweet Home Alabama all summer long.
This is 105.7 CFW. 80s, 90s, and more.
105.7 CFW.
We heard you singing along. It sounds pretty good, though.
Well, I like to sing along to music, so it keeps me in a better mood.
Here's another one for you to sing to.
105.7 CFW.
You should have seen by the look in my eyes, baby. There was something missing. Should have known by the tone of my voice, maybe, but you didn't listen. You played dead, but you never bled. Instead, you laid still in the grass, all coiled up in the innocent. And though I know.
Baby, way before them, and we're still. someone's day extra special. Open up the Civic Media app. Find CFW, then send us your birthday and anniversary shout-outs. Mike will pass them along weekday mornings at 8:15.
Sponsored by Lasker Jewelers.
Mike McKay in the morning, 105.7 CFW.
The man to pour the coffee, and he fills it only halfway. And before I even argue, he is looking out the window at somebody coming in. It is always nice to see you, says the man behind the counter to the woman who has come in. She is shaking her umbrella, and I look the other way as they are kissing their hellos, and I'm pretending not to see them, and instead I pour the milk. I open up the paper, there's a story of an actor who had died while he was drinking. Was no one I had heard of, and I'm turning to the horoscope and looking for the funnies when I'm feeling someone watching me, and so I raise my head. She does not really see me, cause she sees her own reflection. And I'm trying not to notice that she's hitching up her skirt, and while she's straightening her stockings, her hair has gotten wet. The morning as I'm listening to the bells of the cathedral. I am thinking of your voice.
CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
1057 CFW.
CFW.
Machine. I knew he must have been about 17. He was strong, playing my favorite song, and I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. Cause it's all the same. So can I take you home where we can be alone? Next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on. He was with me.
Britney song was on. So I put my hands up to play my song. The butterflies fly away.
1057 CFW.
This is how we do it. States, I was a lowercase G, but now I'm a big G. The girls see I got the money, $100 bills, y'all. If you were from where I'm from, then you would know that I gotta get mine in a big black truck. You can get yours in a six-ball. Whatever it is, the party's underway. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up.
Informed with the latest news throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley on our sister station 93.5 The Tap. James Kelly and the WCFW News team has what you need to know every hour, 24 hours a day. For the latest news, talk, and discussion on what's important to you, count on 93.5 The Tap and WCFW.FM.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey-scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you got to buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although, I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking for input from residents as officials continue drafting the next strategic plan for wildlife management. The strategic plan would help the Department of Natural Resources determine where they should be focusing their efforts and what residents want to see when it comes to wildlife management over the next few years. Public input can be submitted online through the DNR's Wildlife Management Strategic Plan Updates webpage. Comments will be accepted until February 28th. Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call have announced Wisconsin has joined another lawsuit against the Trump administration. In a press release, Governor Evers and Attorney General Call announced the state will join a coalition of 21 other states in the legal challenge. The lawsuit accuses the Trump administration, Department of Health and Human Services, and the National Institutes of Health of unlawfully cutting federal funding that supports medical and public health research. Governor Evers called the cuts unconscionable in a statement. Law enforcement authorities say the driver of the minivan that crashed into Prevail Bank on Fairfax Street in Eau Claire on Friday evening had suffered a medical event. According to the Eau Claire Police Department, an investigation into the crash revealed that the driver did not show any signs of intoxication or impairment at the time of the crash. They did not specify what the medical event that led to the crash was. Authorities also said the driver was not injured as a result of the crash, but did need to be removed from the vehicle by emergency personnel. As Eau Claire officials work to increase the affordable housing stock in the area, a temporary transit center could become a future option. City officials say the site's proximity to local public transit options and the downtown area makes it a promising candidate to have costs subsidized through the low-income housing tax credit program. They also say any plans for affordable housing at the site would be a long-term goal, and for now the plan is to convert it into additional parking after the new transit center opens in the coming months. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds of the overnight with lows between 0 and 5 below. Our winds light. On Wednesday, look for some snow across the area. Accumulations, though, an inch or less. Our high temperatures only reaching the lower teens. Right now, it's 2 below.
CFW.
Wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning.
CFW.
So true,
Funny how it seems, always in time, but never in line for dreams. Head over heels, went toe to toe. This is the sound.
listen to 105.7 CFW anytime, anywhere. Tell your smart speaker to play WCFW.